Unable to read or write, Morgan suddenly feels the urge to start writing one evening. In his dream, he forms a connection with Howard Phillips, who fell asleep in 1927 and now cannot wake up. Phillips has the same dream, where he wanders through the dark backyards of old hangars and enters a depot. In the moonlight he sees two men, one with a cone-shaped face in a conductor's work uniform, the other a subject in a conductor's uniform. This conductor suddenly sniffs, gets down on all fours, and begins howling at the moon. The conductor, on the other hand, runs to the cars on all fours. Phillips tries to run away from the horrible creatures and wake up, but he cannot. He finds himself at the railroad depot again and again. Upon awakening, Morgan plans to visit Phillips' home in Providence.